digital marketing helps you expand your reach, lower your costs, track your results, and personalize your marketing to tailor to your custom audience needs. But it can also become really techy, super overwhelming, and cause lots and lots of frustration. At that point, many people reach for yet another digital marketing certification. But doing so can cause you to get stuck in that endless learning loop, which doesn't actually yield any money. If you're considering a digital marketing certification to either better you personally, get a better job, better salary, or for your business internally or to offer more services to clients, in this episode, I'm going to walk through the questions that you need to ask before you decide to purchase any more digital marketing certifications. If you're new here, hi, I'm Jen Neal, founder of Formula Done, and you can see more at The Virtual Jen. I help experienced businesses find leads on traffic online using the content that you've already created. If any of those things sound interesting, make sure you check out the rest of our videos in the channel, and you can learn more at thevirtualjen.com. Be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you know every time we release another new amazing video. All right, let's get going.
Sign me up.
First of all, why would you even consider getting certified with another certification program? I get asked this question by a ton of people who are looking to make a change in their corporate career. The number one answer and the number one go-to that a lot of people hit is, I'm gonna go back to college. I'm gonna get my master's degree. I'm gonna get this. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Certification is definitely the way to go if you're looking to expand. Now, if you're also looking for business, there's two different reasons that I've seen for most businesses to do this. Either one, you're looking internally to how do I build a stronger team? How do I train the people that I have so that we can all be on the same page, but I know that they're doing the technical skills that they are qualified for. Or if you are a business owner of an agency, a B2B service-based agency, what you're going to be doing there is looking for how do we up-level our skills so that we have a higher expertise so that we can charge more money and not have to increase our overhead in terms of personnel, but rather increasing your technical skills. So we're going to talk about all of those things here in this episode. So very, very first thing is, why are you getting certified? What are your real reasons? Make sure that it's not just because it's another course or a program or something like that that sounds like fun. Make sure that it's actually going to be relating to the tangible results that you are after. Makes total sense, right? Regardless of where you're at, but especially if you're looking from a personal standpoint, there are many, many, many different digital marketing certifications out there. And the problem is there's not one governing body that actually says, hey, this is how digital marketing is run. It's plenty of different programs. And honestly, a lot of the programs that I have seen, which I may be wrong, but what I have seen is that the courses and the stuff that a lot of colleges are offering, those are being taught by professors who are teaching models. So like it's been done, right? And then it sort of trickles down and gets turned into a course. At that point, you're learning from technology and stuff that is several years old, right? In terms of digital marketing, this world changes so quickly. You definitely want to be involved, preferably where people have actually, they actually have skin in the game. They are actually doing the thing that you are trying to learn. Says my cat. I personally would recommend do not enroll in college. One, because of the timeline, which we will talk about in just a second. And two, because of the cost, which we will also talk about in a second. But look at what's going to get you the fastest results, right? So for that, I broke this down, my top two recommended. The first recommendation that I would look at is the closest you can get to an actual governing body over digital marketing. And that is the American Marketing Association. And they have partnered with the Digital Marketing Institute. And they have their entire program. You go through, learn it, do some of the things, and take the certification test, and you become certified in both of the programs, right? So one test, two different certifications. Pretty good bang for your buck. And honestly, their course looks really, really fantastic as well. So it would be one that I would recommend. It's lower on the price end and looks like something that you can get through relatively quickly. If you get up into the higher end certifications, they start talking about it being a matter of like 44 weeks or 26 weeks, and that starts to feel extra long. The other one I would recommend is the Digital Marketer certification from Digital Marketer. So they have Digital Marketer HQ. This is done from Ryan Dice and his whole team. And I've seen the back end of this. Here's the thing that I really, really love about this program. They have done all of these techniques as a company at Digital Marketer. They literally have done the things and now they're teaching what they have found works, right? That's exactly what you want. So for that reason, this would be my number one recommended program. And it's a learn as you want at your own pace, right? You can join in, grab the stuff, learn as quickly as you want, and put your knowledge to work right away. Those are the two that I would recommend for personally. If you are looking from a business standpoint, again, it depends on what your ultimate goal is. If you're trying to just instill some basic knowledge to some of your team and have that accessible, that could be a good place to go. However, going for the certification, like as a B2B service provider, I would say that what you really want is to pay attention to a couple of other factors. That's what we're gonna talk about right now. All right, so let's dig into it. Here are the questions that you want to ask in relation to your end goals. First of all, timing of the program. How long in terms of time do you have to invest in order to get to the end of the learning phase? For some of the programs, this is gigantic. And while more may seem amazing, think about it, that long runway is going to just be that much longer of a runway before you're actually getting to your ultimate goal. So pay attention to the timing, how quickly you can actually get through the information and get to where you are hands-on practicing the practical application of those new things that you just learned. Second of all, investment. Yes, we want to look at the overall investment of the program. And I would say relate that to the timing because a lower investment may not necessarily be the best investment. So what is the investment giving you and how quickly are you going to be able to get your return back from that investment? And that to me is what rules out college programs for the most part because those are astronomical and the timeline is way, way long. Thirdly, support. What type of support are you going to have when questions come up? So this is a highly technical and involved process, like I mentioned, right? You can get very frustrated. Having a place that you can go to when you have those questions and get the support that you need is going to reduce or even eliminate all of that frustration. Okay, next we want to look at community. So how many other people are going through the same certification, and is that community active and engaged? If you're learning something new, it's always nice to have other people where you don't feel like you're doing this in a silo. You have other people who are going through the same thing, learning the same thing, or have already been there learning and can offer some advice and suggestions, right? Having a strong community is going to make any certification program you go through that much better. All right, promotion and opportunities. So remember this, you as a student in whatever certification program you're in are also a benefit and an asset back to the company that is providing it to you. So in terms of if you are a stellar student and you go out and you become a complete rock star with your results, what are you receiving in return? Are you going to be promoted by the company? Are there ways that they are going to hook you up with a job or a new customer or make those connections for you? As a certified partner, are you getting extra exposure to, because that adds to the whole overall value of your certification program? And the final thing you want to look at is implementation. So just because you've learned how to do some of the things doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready to sell those things as services or to sell those things as like, I'm an expert in this. So how long is it going to take you to get to implementation? And that's something that is often overlooked. And honestly, a lot of times people even forget. You get to the end of the learning cycle, you're like, what's next? I want to jump in and keep learning. So that leads me to my question here. How many certification programs or courses or whatever you have purchased have you just bought and have sat there that you haven't even gone through or that you've learned and never done anything with? Super curious. I'd love to hear your answers. And I know I'm not the only one who's bought something and never done anything with it. So put your answers in the comments below. All right. That leads me to, I'm going to get up on my high horse pedestal here, right? This is something that I see over and over and over again in the business world. And honestly, even in the personal world as well, is that learning loop. It is exciting because you're like constantly learning new things and meeting new people and you're like, this is awesome. I know how to do this, right? But do you really know how to do it, right? Too often we get stuck in that learning loop and we're not actually ever using those new skills to increase our salary or to increase what we can charge for business or anything else. So the implementation and the selling aspect of what this certification is going to do is so, so important because there's time, especially if you're offering this as a B2B service-based agency, right? In order to create those systems and processes internally so that your staff is not only trained on how to do the things, but you have the system and processes that are going to allow you guys to efficiently do those things, as well as how you're going to sell it and how you're going to onboard your customers and deliver everything, right? All of those things take time to develop, and those are things that you need to consider and look at when you are looking to up-level your skills, especially as a business, as a service provider. So when you're considering a new certification program, you want to look at your timing and your investment, but also how long it's going to take you to ultimately get to implementation and selling, because that entire time frame is really your runway to your ROI. And that, I think, is so important to look at when you're considering a certification program. Ideally, the program that you choose to become a certified partner in has all of those things that are going to help you speed up your timing. They're going to help you create practice so that you are actually learning those skills by doing, not just learning, and then help you to sell and implement with the systems and steps that are going to help you set this up in your business. Ideally, that's what an entire certification program is going to do, which, by the way, we happen to be developing for content activation. We are looking at our content activation sort of business in a box partner certification, where we are going to do all of those things, giving you the exact sales funnels, giving you the onboarding process, all the forms that you need, all of the step-by-step items, like the path, exactly how you can implement this and deliver it consistently for customers over and over. Now, a program like that is going to not only up-level your skills, but get you to that return on your investment really, really quickly. So the program we're creating is called the Organic Leads Machine Certified Partner Program. And in there, you are going to be learning all of our content activation strategies and techniques, as well as SEO training and processes so that you know how to do your keyword research. You're going to learn how to do all of our content repurposing, all of the same steps and procedures that we have for that. You're going to learn how to set up Facebook ads in our hybrid methodology as an agency. Pretty amazing, right? And amazing community support, amazing promotion and service response support. And we have ongoing continued technical support and strategy support. And we're set all of this up so that you can literally get through all of the core training in a couple of days, follow along on some of our practice items, and turn around and be able to start making money right away. That is how our program is set up. And I urge you, even if you are not joining our content activation, organic leads machine partner program, consider all of these things when you are looking at investing in any other program. You want to make sure that this is something that is going to lead to a return on investment, adding right back to your bottom line, whether you are looking for personal or for business. If you want to learn any more about our upcoming partner program, go to organicleadsmachine.com and you can check out our, as that is being developed. You can also visit thevirtualgen.com for additional information. If anything you have heard about in here is exciting, and you want to learn more, make sure that you check out all the rest of our videos on the YouTube channel here, and make sure you hit the subscribe and that notify bell so you're notified whenever we come up with new videos. And as always, check out thevirtualgen.com for deep dive on blogs, tip infographics, plenty of other free resources that you can go grab. That's all for this episode, and I will see you next week on the next episode, and check you out at thevirtualgen.com. All right, thanks.